Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, July 27th, 2015, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Tonight, we're extremely excited to hear from one of our $100,000 More Success Team ring earners from the great state of Utah. And to give her a proper introduction, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our More Success Team now after over 30 years. And that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, you on?
Yes, I am, Randy. Can you understand me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, first of all, I want to thank each of you. Not many knew I was in the hospital, but what you that did was praying for me. I appreciate it. And, you know, thank God I've got me a new pacemaker, a new defibrillator, and a few other repairs. Every old car, I guess, needs a tune-up, and I just guess I needed a tune-up. So thank you very, very much. I'll be going back tomorrow for more diagnoses. But, you know, Randy, it gives you time to think and reflect about it, how very fortunate we are to live in America, how very fortunate we are to be able to practice religion the way we wish to, how very fortunate we are to be with a great company like Legal Shield, and how very fortunate you and I are to be on with a team like we have on the call tonight. Reflecting to all those things I've had known for some time now about a certain person, and then I got to study more on the person, and I got intrigued, I got enthused, I thought, my Lord, here's a pot of gold waiting, and I have been neglecting. So first of all, for the next speaker, I apologize for neglecting them. I found out what a great person they are, what a great motivator they are, what just a great team here. Prior to coming to Legal Shield, this young lady had been a student majoring in business administration. She worked full-time for Hewlett-Packard. Very heavy schedule, Randy, in corporate America. But she realized it wouldn't fulfill her dreams or aspirations, so she got started on a part-time basis. And listen to this, Randy. In 3 months in the business, she made an extra $9,700 and reached executive director for the very first time. She's now a $100,000 ring earner. I mean, been in Legal Shield for over 5 years, $100,000 ring earner, a stay-at-home mom with three children. She serves right alongside of her husband as the Utah vice president. She's and her husband enjoy a lifestyle that people just dream about, and her passion is developing leaders. And one other passion is what my passion is, carrying out the dream of Harlan Stone Cypress to help make more millionaires and help more people than has ever been done before. You know, Randy, saying all those things, I would be amiss to say how much I do appreciate this lady. And like I said, there's so many people out there like her we often overlook. To those we apologize, to those we'll try to do better. And ladies and gentlemen, it's my extreme honor and privilege to introduce to you tonight, this is Kate Burns.
All right. Thank you so much for that kind introduction. Mr. Moore, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am, and thank you. You're the one to be thanked. Thank you, and it's your show.
All right, absolutely, guys. I'm really, really humbled to be given the opportunity to come on the More Success Team call and share my story. You know, I'm even more humbled just knowing the caliber of folks that we have, you know, on the line right now, the Moores, all the three generations of more millionaires, of course. You know, I heard Mr. Jeff Hughes was on the call, Linda Batten, so many, you know, six-figure ring earners and millionaire club members, to name them all. And, you know, I truly appreciate the opportunity being extended to me. And I know not very many people on the call are familiar with my story, and Mr. Moore alluded to quite a bit of that in my introduction. I've been involved with Legal Shield for about 6 years now. Close to 6 years, I should say. And all those years ago, I had a full-time job, and I was also going to school full-time. So I really was the person who, when the opportunity was shown to me about Legal Shield, I thought I had no time for another project. And I'm sure many folks on the call right now could relate to being either that person or having approached the person who thought that they had no time for another project. But the reality of things is, the way my life was going at the time, I just knew that there's no way I could live the kind of life that I really, you know, knew that I deserved on those terms. And so it caused me to take a closer look at the Legal Shield opportunity. And, you know, needless to say, I decided to get started really more so because I was kind of forced into the opportunity. Now, the story behind the story is that I got started, you know, and I didn't do anything with the business. I got started at some point, and I never even opened the packet that came in the mail. I just basically signed the paperwork and completely forgot about it. And some of you guys could hear my accent. I'm originally from Cameroon in Africa. And when I had moved to the United States, my son had stayed back home. And, you know, one of the things that has always been very, you know, dear to my heart was just finding the opportunity one day to go get him or go visit or at least go back home just for a few days. And so I'll never forget the day when I walked into my HR director's office and just basically explained to her that I needed to take some time off work so that I can go back home and go visit my family. And she looked at her computer and she looked at me and she said, you know what, I think we can arrange for that. That's not a problem. You can be gone for about 3 days. And, you know, for some of you guys on the call who may be from overseas, you may or may not know this, but just to get to my country, just the time that you spend on the plane is at least 24 hours. And so for this lady to tell me and very seriously tell me that she could allow me to be gone for just about 3 days, I just knew that that was not going to be okay. And so that was a deciding point for me, and I just remember that I had signed paperwork for this legal show thing that I'd never even looked at, and I thought, you know what if this was the answer? And so I decided to go back and start, you know, looking at the information. I started showing up. I showed up to my first Super Saturday. I started plugging myself in the system. And for those of you who are brand new into the business, you know, I first of all want to say welcome to the family. Welcome to the Legal Show family, and congratulations on your decision to be here with us. And so when I looked all those years ago at the opportunity that was in front of me and I saw the challenge that I was facing, I knew something had to give. And so I went to work. I divided the plan. I remember taking my food at work so that I can eat while I was making my, you know, during my regular work hour. And on my break, I had about 45 minutes to an hour break. During my break, I would make legal show calls. And what did that look like? I was basically an inviting machine. That's what they taught me at Shudu. And so what I thought I would share about tonight is private business receptions and really leveraging the tools and the systems for long-term building. Because that's what I knew. That's what I came to do. I would basically call people and say, hey, John, how's it going? Gosh, I'm so excited about this project that I'm working on. Quite frankly, it may be for you. It may not. But in any case, I know you could help me out. I have some people coming over to my house about around 7 o'clock tonight. I would love it if you could be there. Could you bring the ice? Who cares if I got there, you know, I got at my house and I had 10 packs of ice, right? It was kind of a strategy to get people there. But in any case, all I would do was simply invite people to the private business reception. I didn't have a set system in terms of, you know, I would only do, you know, private business receptions on certain days. I knew that I had about an hour or two that I could cram my legal show business. And so with the full-time school, I had homework that I had to do. I had to study for finals and all those things. You know, I could only, they say it's not the amount of hours that you work, but the amount of focus and effort that you put within the hour, that's what really matters. And so I learned to basically become that inviting machine and invite as many people as possible on PBR blitzes. Okay, and I would have those. And really, you know, one of the things that was explained to me when I first came across the information and started doing these private business receptions is the reason why we do the PBRs is to set up the next PBR. And setting up the next PBR, I remember having people come to my house and we would, you know, we would watch the DVD, and here's another cue. When we have the PBRs, it can be very tempting, you know, even for those of us who have been in the business for quite some time. In fact, I'm headed on my way right now to a private business reception. And although I'm very comfortable doing the presentation today, I do not do the presentation at all. And I mean, the company just came out with these amazing Get Paid Daily CDs out of our Las Vegas convention. And just a side note, if you haven't yet had the opportunity for yourself to watch that DVD, I highly encourage that you do so. Because in watching that, I remember we came back from Vegas and my husband was out in the living room just watching the DVD, and I sat down, started watching it with them, and I felt like buying another membership until I realized I already own one. I don't need another membership. But I'm telling you, the DVD is just so powerful. But what's even more powerful is what happens as a result of leveraging the tools in the PBRs that we have. We had a young lady come to the last, in fact, she signed up literally a week before the Las Vegas convention. And somehow she managed to make it to the convention. We told her this is how you can really literally blow up your business plugin into the system. This is where you get to see the bigger picture. And we were able to speak life into her enough and inspire her enough to decide to make it to the private business reception, I mean to the Las Vegas convention. She went to the convention. She was introduced to all the information as we all were. And when we came back, I can't believe how many three-way calls we have been on with this lady. And the beauty in here is she's already gotten two brand new recruits on the team, and there's a third one that I suspect will be coming on that's watching the DVD as we speak right now. And the biggest thing about this lady's story is the fact that she's doing all this stuff pretty much on her own, simply leveraging the power of the DVDs. And so she's having private business receptions, inviting people over. She's allowing them to make their own educated decision, letting the DVD basically do all the talking. And then obviously putting us on three-way calls, either myself or my husband, Ryan Burns. And that's what it's been. And it's just seeing what the tools have the ability to do in the long-term building is so key. It's been key for my personal business, and I know that with the kind of schedule that I had, if I would have had to be the deal and go and learn how to do all these elaborate presentations, I know for a fact I would have never made it. But thankfully, the infrastructure that we have in the world of Legal Shield is set in such a way that we have these tools that we can leverage. So if you're not already on the auto ship, I highly encourage that you get yourself on the auto ship. What happens is you get all those tools, you know, in your home, you will get rid of them. It makes the two exposures a day, which is the rhythm of the business, just a part of those 10 core commitments. And I won't go into all of the 10 core commitments, but one of the things that we commit to doing is having two exposures every single day. Once we establish those patterns, we know that no matter what happens, the tools are going to be going into the marketplace. Flooding the market with these Get Paid Daily CDs is going to be, you know, very instrumental in accomplishing the Vision 2020 that, you know, Mr. Jeff Bell has for our company. So I'm really, really excited about that, and I couldn't think of a better time even right now, you know, because of the Performance Club. You know, the Performance Club trip that was just announced in Las Vegas, I mean, the location that was just announced. Just to think that we are all a part of a company where they've always sent well over, you know, 400 couples on a free vacation just for doing the basic things that they should be doing anyway. And we've had such incredible bragging rights with just what the company has always done. And now they say, forget the 400 threshold. We will take everyone that qualifies, everyone who will go out there, get started in the month of July, get themselves in the Performance Club, and as a result of that, allow the opportunity also to bring at least a couple other folks on board who, when they get fast out qualified, they too become eligible to go on the trip. I was speaking with the team yesterday on another conference call and just kind of saying to folks, look, we've got four days left in the month of July. And I believe in my heart that history is still being written, you know, at this point in time. There's some folks on the team who, you know, they may not have any Performance Club at all, any Performance Club points yet. There's some people who might have three and they think, gosh, I mean, the last two is so far away. But I've come to learn in this business, the great Napoleon Hill talks about it, life's battles don't always go to the faster or stronger man. But sooner or later, the man who wins is the one who thinks he can. If you believe that you can finish the month of July strong, you absolutely are correct. You can. The support system is here. The three-way calls are absolutely available. The incredible leadership platform is already established. The tools are absolutely amazing. And so leveraging all the information that we've got, leveraging all the tools that the company has put at our disposal, there is no reason why every single person on this call shouldn't not just go on a trip, because I know only the leaders really take time out to plug themselves into calls like these so they continue to grow themselves and develop into the person that they really aspire to be. So really what I'm saying isn't geared toward the people on the call. It's geared toward the people that I believe that even if you haven't recruited someone, they get started in the business on Thursday, they can fast out qualify themselves before Friday. Before the end of before the cutoff on Friday. And so this isn't geared towards the folks on the call. It's geared towards the people that are to come through the people that are on the call right now. Who can we bless with the opportunity to finally fulfill that promise that they've been making their family for so long? Next year we'll go on a vacation. Next year we'll go on a vacation. Next year we'll do this and that. And how good would it feel for each and every one of us to be that person who can say, because of my commitment to my own reasons why, I was able to speak life enough into someone else to allow them to believe that they deserve that vacation for themselves and that they can turn around and bless another person's life with this. Folks, I mean, I've never been more excited than I am right now about this business. I know that, you know, it may sound cliche because we hear about this all the time on the leadership show on Monday mornings. We hear about the excitement. But this is the most momentum that I've seen. I've been in the business for 6 years now, and my very first convention happened 3 months after I had gotten started. So needless to say, I was a brand new executive director at the time. I was extremely excited about everything. But just knowing everything that's happened thus far and the announcements that were made and all the great things that are to come, guys, I've never been more excited than I am today. I lose sleep just thinking of all the things that will be accomplished. I mean, we have so many incredible leaders on the call, so many Millionaire Club members, too many to name. But I believe that the fastest horses have not hit the tracks of in the world of Legal Shield as of yet. How would you like to be the person who, because you were pushing for your own reasons why, you were able to inspire them enough to get in Performance Club, to get in the business, and start writing their own Legal Shield story? Folks, that's really the information that I wanted to share with you all this evening. This is an absolutely amazing company that I'm so blessed to have been, you know, a part of for as long as I've been, and I will continue to preach the Legal Shield gospel, you know, for as long as I live. I mean, this is where else do you find a company where you can make money, help people, and do good and genuinely feel good about what you're doing? It's just making equal justice under law a reality, not just a slogan, but something that we get to live every single day of our life. Folks, continue to tap into all the resources that the company has made available. You know, utilize the tools for those private business receptions. I believe we can have the strongest month of July that we have had yet in the entire company's history. The resources are here. You know, the talent is here. I mean, everything is just very strategically placed to allow for us to experience that kind of momentum. This is the most momentum that I've experienced fresh out of convention ever in my whole career, and I know that the best is yet to come. Mr. Moore, thank you so much again for allowing me the opportunity to hop on the call and share my story. I'm truly humbled, and if there's anything else that I can ever do to serve the team, I'm absolutely happy to do so.
Thank you so much. What enthusiasm, what an inspiration you are. A great speaker, lovely lady. You know, you're not only beautiful outside, I can tell you're beautiful inside, and that means so much. You have such a compassion for people, and I always tell my children, always have compassion. That is a great part of our life, to have compassion for others. You're right. With this business, we can have compassion. We can help deliver happiness, so to speak, to other people. I'm going to let Randy speak to you right now, but thank you over and over again. God bless you.
Absolutely.
Randy?
Thank you, sir.
Ms. Burns, if you've got just a second, we'd like to ask you just a few questions. Some of our Millionaire Club members may have a few questions for you. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go out to the state of Arizona and Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on?
I am. Thank you, Randy. And, wow, really appreciate hearing from Mrs. Burns tonight, and always impressed with Mr. Burns, and good to see really the power behind the household there tonight. And congratulations on your recent promotion to Network Vice President there in Utah. You're going to do a great job. I just have a question. There might be some couples on the line that are newer in the business, and I was just wondering if you could share maybe why you think Legal Shield is a good business to work as a team.
Gosh, it's interesting. I get asked that question quite often. You know, people are like, I mean, you work with your husband all the time. Don't you get tired of him? You know, the truth of it is it really has been a blessing. And the thing of it is that we've worked the business together for as long as obviously we've been involved in the company, and we've both been very heavily involved in the recruiting side of the business. And so then, you know, we realized that both of us were really, really good at recruiting, and it wouldn't hurt to start having one of us start learning the B2B aspect of things. So I kind of took that hat on, and I've been doing a lot more B2B things now. I think the most important thing when it comes to couples working together is just kind of identify your strengths, okay? I mean, we all have different things. There's people who can relate with my husband far better than they can relate with myself. And so when you have the ability to draw from two different forces, it creates the kind of, you know, powerhouse that really is unmatched anyplace else. And also having the ability to grow together, because we get to go to trainings together. We get to learn about each other and ourselves individually as well. And so that learning and that growth process that happens together is something that I think the Legal Shield aside, it just makes us for a stronger marriage, if you ask me. That's my personal opinion. Some folks might feel differently about that, but I know that it's definitely made us stronger because we learn and grow together. And I know what he's really good at. And we don't mind tag teaming, you know, with the kids. And sometimes he's got them, sometimes I've got them. But just creating that balance has been key for us. I hope that helped.
Awesome answer. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Alex. And you mentioned the B2B side. So let's go up to the state of Alabama and another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Mr. Parrish, are you on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Wow, that was just to echo what Mr. Gardner said, Ms. Burns. I do like hearing you rhyme, but I think you need a little more stage time than sometime. That was powerful training, and I've got a new recruit on the line tonight. But from the B2B side, what do you think from the convention? I know we don't have a lot of time on there, but what were, say, the one of the things that came out of the convention from a B2B side that excited you as you're thinking about expanding that part of your business?
Man, there's so many things. I mean, obviously, the new promotions that are on the table, you know, got me really, really excited. Just the way that they reunified the whole B2B platform in a sense of, you know, stopping the separation between small business and group and just unifying that. And in the B2B training that they had prior to the general conference on Friday and Saturday, they walked us through some processes and had some real-life examples of what decision-maker meetings look like, of what, you know, some objections might be. It was just so empowering, you know, to sit through that. And if you have a brand-new associate that is, you know, drawn toward the B2B side of things, I highly encourage them to get registered for the Florida conference that's coming up in September. You know, I know it's going to be an incredible event, but really, just the new bonuses, more money is always very exciting. And I think that the biggest announcement B2B-wise for me was the new structure where they would allow for people to count their personal production for rank advancements beyond executive director. In other words, you know, having over 50 counters, if you have 50 personal counters and you have, you know, an associate on your team that's an executive director, you can count an additional level above exec. And so that was very, very amazing for me to see, and it will allow for my husband and I to just kind of solidify the platinum that we've been chasing after for a while. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much for sharing tonight.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Parrish. Let's go back to the state of Arizona and Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
Well, I just have to say, Kate, that was fantastic. The secret weapon in the Burns household, you're now out. I did a presentation at an insurance company, very well-known insurance company. I just have to say this to you. And I was going from office to office to office. I did a lot of offices around the country. And there was a lady by the name of Pam, and they called her Pam Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
A statuesque, beautiful black woman in Atlanta, Georgia. And I would hear about Pam Powerful, and I finally got to do a meeting at Pam Powerful's office, and girlfriend, you are Pam Powerful. I love it. And that's a compliment. If you knew the company, you'd be excited. So I just want to say that to you for sure. You know, you had talked about the trip, and your languaging is just so wonderful. And for all the new people on the call, what a treat. This is the month, and I want you to highlight this just a little bit. This is the month for people to qualify for that trip. They got to get their points in for July. So maybe talk to them just a little bit about the trip, going on the trip, some of the things about going on those trips, what it means to you, what you do. Talk just a little bit about that.
Right. And, you know, and thank you so much for the compliment, you know, Ms. Bowden. And it's such an honor for me getting any compliment at all from someone like yourself. So thank you. You just made my day. Now, as far as the trip is concerned, you know, guys, I'm telling you, with all the money in the world, if you've gone on very cool trips, you know, you should be proud that you've gone on some cool trips. But I'm telling you, it's a different ball game when you get to go on a legal shield all expense paid vacation. I mean, for starters, you get to take someone with you. It could be someone you love or someone you want to love. We don't care, right? Having the ability to go on a trip with someone and everything is taken care of. You are treated like royalty. I mean, you get there, and you couldn't tell the Millionaire Club members from the guys who got started 6 months ago because no credit cards required. Everything is on company dime. I remember last year in Jamaica, that was my absolute favorite trip. I mean, everyone has different perspective and what they're drawn to, but I went to Jamaica. It was my first time there, and I felt like I was home. It's like, you know, you just get on the bus, and these guys tell you, welcome home, and you feel that way. We've been to Cancun a few times, and guys, I'm telling you, it is one of the most amazing experiences that you'll ever, have in your legal show career. And what's even more important than that is we hear of so many legends in the world of legal show, so many incredible leaders. But to have the ability to be in the pool playing, volleyball with Brian Carruthers, and, you know, having people go on the beach and just hanging out, and you don't know who's who, but yet you get to hang out with these people that, you know, those laws of associations just typically don't allow for, and all of a sudden we're hanging out. You know, you get to see Tony Petrell singing, you know, I mean, the guy's just a goofball. We love him to death, and you just get to experience that stuff, and you get to have a front row seat. Mr. Darnell South, all the great leaders that we all know and love, yet we don't have an opportunity very often to be around them. All of a sudden, it's there, and it's yours, and you can ask questions, you can just rub shoulders, you can just be quiet and absorb all the greatness around you. I'm telling you guys, you know, do whatever it takes to finish July strong. I'm sure everyone on the call, again, will have the Performance Club, you know, points done in order to go on a trip, whatever category you find yourself in, but it's not about us. It's about whoever else we can allow to come and experience what we have experienced so many times. You know, I hope that helps, Linda.
Absolutely. That was magical. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate that very much. Miss Kate Burns, you absolutely knocked it out of the park tonight. I just want to let you know how much we appreciate you and Ryan, of course, your entire family, and how much you mean to our More Success team. So thank you for being our special guest speaker tonight, and I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Moore.
You're right, Randy. She knocked it out of the park. No doubt about that. We have so many great team members, Randy, that it's impossible to say thank you to all of them. So we just thank you as a bunch. But I really do appreciate her being on tonight. Well, folks, you're right. This is the last of the month. Let's finish strong. Let's finish very, very strong. Let's finish the rest of this year strong and let it start tonight. Not tomorrow, but let it start tonight. God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.